New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X. It is the Don Mueller Morning Show. It's 8:18, and over the last couple of months, the last 9 months since we've been on the air, everyone has tried to pull us down. The only thing that keeps us alive is the ratings, which have been phenomenal for this program. Even if you listen to unemployed people who get on the internet and say that any different, they've been exceptional ratings. And you need to take a break, because it really is. It's like a huge anchor on our backs, an albatross around our necks. Every single day we come in here, you can only imagine. You read some things in the paper, but you don't even get the half of what we go through. So you need to take a vacation.
Yeah, I mean, you think you got it tough. We have to sit and work 4.5 hours a day straight through, people. So don't go crying to us.
Yeah, it's also funny when you're constantly under the pressure of getting fired, which is great. Yeah, that's, if you have that kind of job, I weep for you, because that's what we go through, because we're dirty. All right, so on the phone we have Wally, because when you want to take a break from this hellhole they call a job here, what you want to do is you want to get some rest and relaxation. Coming up in 2 weeks, I'll be going out to Nantucket to relax. Jimmy, you're going to Spain.
Yeah.
It's big vacations that are fantastic. And Wally, you've taken some time this week to really enjoy yourself and unwind. Is that correct?
A little is what I are.
Okay, so you are out with your wife and your young daughter, and yeah. Who else?
I had my friend from my old producer from Jeremy and his wife are with us.
And they don't.
No,
I
no.
Don't like
But why would a family now, Wally, without a kid, go out on the town with you, with a kid?
We've run into those issues already. Like, yesterday was Dollywood, and so they wanted to go do more things than, you know, because I'm a dad, so there are dad things that I have to do. So we split up yesterday. I'm like, all right, you guys go do this, and I'm going to stay here and try to win my daughter some giant stuffed thing for $300.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what kind of vehicle are you all traveling around in?
Oh, we're driving in our Tahoe.
All right, and the other couple's in there with you and your kid, too?
Uh-huh, yeah. Haley's all the way in the back, and then they have the back seat, because it's a roomy vehicle.
Any incidents so far with Haley crying?
No, she's awesome. Right? She's good to travel with. I don't have issues with her going crazy and stuff like that. The crying has been predominantly for me.
Yeah, and your wife, yeah.
All right, so
yesterday when I realized, I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is my vacation.
Oh, you love it. Don't even try. You love it.
Yeah, your vacation is hell. I don't know why you would do this to yourself. So where you head out on a Friday, and where do you go?
All right, so Friday, we were going to go to Stone Mountain, but the weather, and then I was just exhausted. I finally told him I couldn't go. We went back home, and we're going to go and see the fireworks that night, but I'm like, no, I'm tired. I fell asleep.
You have two friends without a kid that wanted to go to Stone Mountain to see the laser show.
Yeah, they'll do, I mean, these people will do anything. She's a flight attendant, so they can fly anywhere for free. So they go out, and they just pop into cities and do, like, stupid stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like Rich and his wife, like they would do anything. They'll go.
But they do it in like an ironic fashion. I don't know if they would take a week off just to go to crappy places.
Yeah, it's really strange. I didn't know what to expect. Like Saturday, we drove here to Gatlinburg. We drove through Gatlinburg. We're staying in Pigeon Forge. And it is, dude, it's like the Strip. I thought, like in Vegas, I thought it would be like just desolate or whatever. It is packed, and it is like a white trash strip with no gambling. It's mind-boggling to me how crowded this place is.
Like a Cracker Barrels from eye to eye.
There is literally 14 pancake houses. I guess those are a big thing within a 4-mile radius.
And what is there, like a bunch of NASCAR stores and stuff?
There's not as many NASCAR stores. There were a couple. There was they brought in one of those big tractors for truck and tractor pulls. Was it one of the local stores?
Oh,
yesterday?
Hell yeah. Was it Gravedigger? Gravedigger?
And then the greatest was there's a Walmart. I went down to the Walmart. In the middle of the Walmart, there's a giant t-shirt airbrushing stand where you can get everything from like pictures of bass and sunset to Jesus loves me, this I know. It was just awesome.
Yeah, this is another example of what we're going to be getting for Christmas now. Again, to go with your other crappy Christmas gifts you've given us before.
Yeah. Chalk me up for one of those Jesus loves me shirts, will you?
I actually already bought.
Okay.
Did you already buy one, honestly?
Actually, I've got mine on order.
So, so you traveled to Tennessee to start going to vacation in a Walmart, essentially.
Well, I needed some stuff for my ear. I'm having the ear problems.
Well, when you do an extreme vacation like you're on, there can be some injuries around the way.
Yeah, you know how that goes. I took one for the team. I can't hear out of my right ear.
Yeah, I should clean it every now and then. So, all right, so Pigeon Forge, and what's the main attraction? Is that,
it's Dollywood.
Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, Dollywood is pretty much it. There's that, and then her Dixieland Stampede, which is like a dinner show where they pit the North against the South. And everybody on one side of the horse arena is the North, the other side's the South.
And what do they do? Do they strap the black people to the floor?
Dude, there are no black people here.
Toucher, what black guy's going to go to that place?
I don't know, but it's just like, hi, everyone, we got a fun game tonight. We're going to play Civil War.
Yeah, no, they don't strap them to the floor because then they couldn't clean.
my friends aren't used to, like, when they came into Cumming, I gave them $5 for every, or $1 for every black person they found in Cumming, and literally I've given out $3.
Yeah,
so that's a fun game to play with your racist friends.
Well, no, because they were just amazed. I'm like, I'm telling you, they're just, I mean, from California, black people and Asian people are everywhere. But I was like, look, it's just not that way here. And they couldn't believe it because they're just so used to it. I'm like, it's not. And so to prove my point, that's the little game I devised.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a fun game. So you've gotten really in the spirit of Tennessee already.
Yes.
Let's count the black people.
But seriously, dude, it's one of those things that it is. I mean, I've seen one black guy who worked at the show, and that's all I've seen since I've been here. I have seen a plethora of Kid Rock muscle shirts on guys with mullets. I saw a guy with a Kiss tie-dye shirt, once again with a mullet. So the mullet is still strong here, man.
Yeah, well, somebody
wants... Where were you when there was only one black person?
That was at the Dixie Stampede.
The Dixie Stampede. Oh, I'll be stampeding with all my people over there. That's the way God intended it. Where, what part of Tennessee?
Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge? Huh. Well, how many churches per square mile?
I've seen three churches here.
Baptist or Satanist?
Definitely Baptist.
Oh, well, that sounds delightful. Maybe you'll come back with a proper haircut and stop molesting your daughter.
Praise his name. It's good to have Wally on the phone laughing.
And so that's right. Wally, we miss you and your marker. There have been a couple of incidents over the last couple of days where we needed a marker pull, and you weren't there for it.
Now, Calandra's doing a good job, right? We laid out the whole week. There's nothing he could have possibly messed up.
But it's the behind-the-scenes fun that's great. All right, let's go to James. James, go ahead. You're on the phone with Wally.
Hey, Wally. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Me and my wife go every year to Dixie Stampede.
James, turn down your radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. There you go.
Okay.
Cool. Listen, me and my wife go every year, and we just recently took my 2-year-old son up there. Great. I mean, it's awesome.
I mean, it was a good show.
It sounds wonderful, the lack of the black.
Oh, that's cool. No discrimination, dude, but there's colored people in there, the Chinese, the whatchamacallits.
There's a whatchamacallits in there.
Yeah, not the show I went to, my friend.
All right, very good. That guy speaks very well for the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
They got them black people in there, some whatchamacallits.
No, they got the colors.
The colors.
They got them whatchamacallits. Where's the one there with the slanty eyes?
Yeah. You know, they don't look right.
Well, who's the one over there that steals
that up here, too?
Who's the one who steals the hubcap?
Yeah.
Which one of them bastards steals hubcaps? I don't know if they're Port Asian or Cambodian.
I don't know they.
Philippine flam or whatever the hell they are. All I know is that, you know, there ain't a lot of them, and that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's good. There might be some fellow Georgians up there, Wally.
Yeah, I feel right at home. The Dixie Stampede show, actually not a bad show. They do some impressive horse things. So if you're all into that, it's okay.
If you're all into that. Yeah, I'm really into horse shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. There was a great tribute to America that kind of got me a little choked up.
Oh, yeah.
When Dolly sang on the video monitor there.
Yeah.
And then at Dollywood, I went and did Dollywood. That was cool. The American Eagle show with the song Save the Eagle and Lee Greenwood and Tanya Tucker and a host of other country stars belting that out.
Oh, thank God they found a way to work Lee Greenwood in.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a niche.
All right. Yeah, one song, I would say.
I'm just going to start answering the phone here. Yeah. All right, you're on with Wally.
Hey, I was just wanting to say, on the mornings that I'm actually up in time to listen to the morning show, I love this thing. So,
oh, thank you, baby. Oh, that's good. That's what happens when you don't screen phone calls. You actually get a complimentary
one.
Those are the
calls. Let me tell you what. Because Calandro's coming back from the homeless restaurant review. I can promise you that is one call that we would never hear.
Yeah.
He would weed that one out immediately.
All right. Well, Wally, it sounds like you're having a wonderful time.
Right.
Yeah, today is whitewater rafting to piggyback on the go-karting and miniature golf day I had yesterday.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe, in all honesty... I can see you doing it because you're a moron and you got this daughter that you're pulling around all over the place. And but this couple is very bizarre that you admit that in your own mind you are starting to think it's bizarre that this couple with no child would want a vacation with you, your wife, and your daughter.
No, because we're friends. No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of people too. But what, you know, I'm not going to go to Pigeon Forge to watch them play with their kid.
Yeah, you know. And it's funny you say that because Lisa and I were talking the other day about how when we have kids, there'll probably be a lot of friendships that we have now that won't be as tight as when we have kids because couples without kids don't generally hang out with couples and their kids.
Yeah, like,
right?
Well, this is the only friendship that I had that, like, stayed through the kids. Like, other friends of mine that don't have kids, no, you're dead on.
You're going to go to sleep, you're going to wake up one morning, that kid's going to be in your room taking your daughter is what it sounds like to me. All right, let's go back to the phones. I'm just answering the phone and putting them on with you because people are jamming them to talk to Wally. Go ahead, you're on with Wally. You're on the air.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi.
Turn the radio down.
Hi, baby.
How are you doing?
Good.
Fantastic, darling.
This is more a question for Toucher.
Yes.
I listen to y'all's show every morning. Love all of you guys.
Yes.
What is your problem with horses and with horse riding?
I like horse riding.
Fred.
I like the horses. You're talking about Jimmy. Jimmy's the one who has a problem with horse riding.
No, not horse riding.
No.
Horse racing.
Your comment 3 minutes ago was, that horse show stuff. Whoever's into that.
Right. Fred, you done went and pissed off the horse coalition.
Yeah, here we go.
Listen,
Toucher. We can't handle any more pressure from public interest.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get started the horse. Listen, honey, believe me, I like the horse racing. How about that?
Anytime you want to come out to my barn, I'll put you up on the best horse we have and see if you can handle it.
Baby, you know what the difference between you riding a horse and you riding me is? You'll be bow-legged after you ride me. Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo.
You wish.
I love you. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Bye, baby.
Giddy
there
up.
You go. All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, go ahead. You're on the phone with Wally.
Wally, you got to find Kate's Cove.
Kate's Cove, what is that?
It's like a great big, it's 7 miles. And it's, I don't know when it was founded. It's like some kind of valley up there that all these, it's got a lot of... a history in it where all these old people who lived up there and how it all
it was an underground railroad stop that they blew up.
Yeah, time to go.
It was an underground railroad stop that the South blew up. It's great. You should go over there.
That's kind of like how all the brochures up here are. Yeah, go to such and such. It's really great because there's all these peoples up here.
it's like, yeah, come out to the majesty of Tennessee, we got rocks.
I mean, Toucher, you can identify with this. It is 192 in Orlando down in Kissimmee before you get to Disney World.
Yeah, like with
that's
the
exactly what this is
with the old what's the name of it that was in the movie Cable Guy.
Medieval Times.
They do exist and they are there. Let's go to Mike. Mike, go ahead. You're on the phone with Wally. Mike.
Mike.
Yes, that's you. You are Mike.
Yes, I am Mike.
Right. So now talk.
So, the guy that was on the air earlier, that you guys were making fun of as far as going to Tennessee.
Right.
Man, that's crazy. And I'm from Georgia. And I want to say, man, he's got a lot of guts to be talking like that.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean? God bless us all. I almost said the dirty word, but God bless us all. God bless us all. You got a lot of nerve up there in Tennessee, bordering our state. My parents live in Tennessee, and they live, you know what? My parents live in Loudoun County, which probably isn't as developed as Pigeon Forge. I'll be honest with you.
No, dude, there's no way. Pigeon Forge is a little metropolis. I mean, anything you want, there's 3 laser tag arenas. There's bungee jumping. There's rock climbing. There's literally, I honestly think there's about 7 mini go-kart tracks.
It's
all
interesting.
In like a 2-mile strip of road.
Hey, you going to try my bungee jumping Tennessee style? A bungee cord ain't nothing but a bunch of rubber bands. I spent 3 months at my desk just at the oil change place just twining rubber bands together. So why don't you try it out? If you fall, I put a pillow on the ground. You won't break your anything.
It's interesting that you describe it as being placed as anything I want, because by the sound of it, it sounds like it actually has nothing I want.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm standing out on my balcony right now. I'm looking across. There's souvenirs and gifts, candles and gifts.
Yeah.
A fudge store.
And gifts.
Yes. I mean, it's cheesy, but it's actually kind of, I'm actually having kind of fun.
Yeah.
What kind of hotel are you in?
I'm in a condo, actually, like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo.
Whoa.
Which actually turned out to be really nice. I was really surprised. My wife booked that, and I expected you to get here and have it be this horrible thing, but it's actually nice.
Lots of wicker in there?
No wicker. No, it's actually tastefully decorated. I approved. There was a bass and a trout hanging on the wall. That was nice. But
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not bad actually.
Good.
All right. Well, congratulations on going on a vacation. Some people fish. Some people play golf. Others go kart and play mini golf.
Yeah, that's me. I've taken pictures. I'll put them up on the site when I get back.
Well,
so people can experience the white trash vacation.
Yeah, we want to check in with you. I thought about you Saturday night, Wally, actually, because we had dinner at the old Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, that is the greatest.
It is the greatest. And the waiter actually had served you when you went in there, said you were very nice. Toucher, check out this bill. This is so great. We had 2 salads, a glass of wine, 2 entrees, 2 drinks, and dessert.
How much?
Take a guess.
$30.
$23.
Dang, oh, my God.
It's the greatest place ever.
I wanted to go there so bad the other day, and Stephanie was like, we'll go there another time.
Did you really want to go?
I did. Why
I
not?
I love it. It's
I'll
great.
Love spaghetti and meatballs.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
I'm telling you, you got to live in my world for just a little bit. You'll save a lot of money, and you might not might eat okay.
No, Spaghetti Factory is a big night out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah, I know. Let's not. Like, I'd eat Red Lobster, but like you know, it's just like a throwaway. It's not like I put on the ruffled shirt and baby blue tie and head out to head out there.
Jay Wally tells his wife, you're going to the Red Lobster looking like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's true, because like on Saturday night while you were eating at the Spaghetti Factory, I was dining at Wendy's.
So.
Well, you missed out because on Saturday night I passed out at the table at the wedding I was at.
New Jersey?
Yeah, in front of like a room full of strangers. So it was, I set a really good impression.
Dude, that's beautiful. You found a way to get through it. That's important. You found your way to deal with that situation.
And on the inside, you're very lucky not to be here this week.
Oh, God.
Really? Is there a lot of stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there stuff I'm going to have to clean up when I get home back?
No, it's just good. It's just good that you're not here.
Is it stuff that's going to infuriate me and I'm going to send me into a rage and I'm going to get fired?
It's stuff that's going to get you so angry that I'm just not going to tell you.
Really?
Yes.
It's stuff that if we ever wrote a book, you know, at some point, it would actually be a pretty good read.
Yeah, here's what you do is you pick up Howard Stern's Private Parts, pick up the book, I'm telling you, read it in the car, read about from his time in D.C. to the time he went over to K-Rock. So you have D.C. 101 and the WNBC time in there. Pick up that book, read that, and then pretty much just fill in the blanks. Read the part about Don Imus. Read about a bunch of stuff, and you'll get a nice inside look.
This really discourages me, because I had a conversation with our big boss before I left on Friday, and I said, look, is there anything else I need to know, any fallout from this one situation dealing with that other station that I'm going to have to deal with on, you know, either on vacation
or whatever. All right, judges, calm down. Calm down.
It's not even.
All right, calm down a little bit. All right, thank you very much.
Well, now I'm pissed.
All right, very good. Well, calm down. I had to dump you.
You dumped me?
Yes. I did dump you.
That's where it's at right now.
I had to dump you. And I'm going to hang up on you. Listen,
Don't hang up on me.
Well, I'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll talk to you. We'll have you on the air.
Okay, but you honestly had to dump me.
Yes.
I just dumped you.
Sensitive.
Yes. I just dumped 14 seconds worth of show.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That'll give you an idea how much fun it is right now.
All right. So
what did you guys do?
We didn't do anything. All right. Well, have a wonderful time.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye. There you go. A little. I had to dump Wally.
It's like radio in Russia.
Oh, absolutely. And don't think that Wally swore or Wally said anything. I looked at Jimmy, and he gave me this kind of like, hey, look, and I went, and I dumped 14 seconds worth of the show.
I just don't want another meeting today.
No!
I want to go play tennis.
No! No! I'm going insane! I'm going to snap. All right, very good.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Jimmy Barron.
You know what? I was pushing for a gay man.
The Don Miller Morning Show. 99X.